In this video, we are going to talk about how to explain your chaplain practice to the community. This matters because many ministries are not weak in compassion. They are weak in explanation. People may see that you care, they may know you are sincere, but if they cannot understand what your chaplain practice is, who it serves, and how it helps, they may not know when to trust it, when to refer someone, or how to support it. A healthy chaplain practice should be explainable in simple language. You should be able to describe it clearly to a pastor, a church member, a community leader, a school contact, a family member, a business owner, or someone meeting you for the first time. If your explanation is too vague, people may feel confused. If it is too grand, people may feel cautious. If it sounds too institutional, people may feel distant. If it sounds too personal, people may not understand that it is a real ministry practice. So what should a strong explanation include? Usually, it should answer 5 simple questions. First, what is the chaplain practice? You might say, our chaplain practice is a church-connected ministry of Christian spiritual care. Or, our Soul Center chaplain practice offers prayer, encouragement, presence, and support for people in our community. Second, who does it serve? That may be older adults, families in crisis, athletes, veterans, workers, grieving people, or a wider local community depending on your ministry lane. Third, what kind of care does it offer? You may offer prayer, listening, visitation, encouragement, grief support, follow-up care, Christian spiritual support, and referral-aware presence. Fourth, where is it rooted? This is important. A healthy chaplain practice is not just a personal project. It is rooted in a church, a soul center, or another accountable ministry structure. That makes the ministry more trustworthy. Fifth, what does it not claim to do? This also matters. A chaplain practice should not sound like counseling, legal help, or emergency authority if that is not what it is. Clarity builds trust. Here is a simple example. We are a church-based, licensed chaplain practice offering Christian prayer, encouragement, visitation, and follow-up support for seniors and families facing illness, grief, or loneliness. That is clear. Here is another. Our Soul Center chaplain practice provides prayerful presence, spiritual encouragement, and referral-aware care for people facing crisis, transition, or isolation in our community. That is also clear. Notice what these examples do not do. They do not exaggerate. They do not use confusing ministry language. They do not try to sound impressive. They simply explain the practice honestly. This is especially important in community relationships. A principal, nurse, local organizer, facility manager, or community partner often wants to know, who are you? What are you offering? What are your boundaries? Can I trust this ministry to serve wisely? If your explanation is calm, clear, and grounded, that trust becomes easier to build. The organic human's perspective reminds us that people live as embodied souls in real communities. They need ministry that is understandable, relational, and trustworthy. A vague ministry may sound spiritual, but it can feel unsafe. A clear ministry often feels more human and more dependable. Ministry sciences also helps us see that communication shapes trust. When people understand the role, expectations become healthier. Clear explanation is not marketing hype. It is ministry clarity. So here is the key takeaway. If you want your chaplain practice to become known and useful, you must learn to explain it simply, not dramatically, not vaguely, not defensively, clearly. Because when people understand what your chaplain practice is, they are far more likely to welcome it, support it, and connect others to it.